fans, great to have you back with us on this Saturday evening, joined by Kyle Haynes, and that is a familiar name to everybody in the Bay Area and also in Richmond, where he was a manager, too. He is the Director of Player Development for the San Francisco Giants, the farm director, and a very, very important man on this ball club and in the front office. And, Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, so you're down in Arizona. Tell me, what is your day like in Arizona? What are you doing down there?
Well, it's basically a lot like everyone else's. A lot of Zoom calls and a lot of calls and trying to figure out a way to be productive the best we can as an organization while everyone's staying remote.
So how do you do that? Just sit back, and I know everyone's going to sit back and just listen to how you're getting that done. You've got a number of players who didn't go back to their home countries, and they're in Arizona. And then, of course, we have hopefully some players working out. And give us an idea, because baseball could be on the horizon. So what's sort of going on down in your end?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think that's the way we got to look at it as an organization on the player development side. Just the opportunities aren't on the field with the players. It's more can we connect with them via phone calls or even Zoom calls in certain instances and try to find a way to mold them off the field, you know, more of their thinking about baseball. And then as a coaching staff and as a player development department, really just trying to align everyone, get everyone on the same page. We've had a lot of turnover, obviously, with the Giants in the last few years. And as we bring in new people from other places and grow people into new roles, including myself, we just try to use the time to really connect, because a lot of this stuff kind of hit us really fast, and it felt like we were living in a house while we were building at the same time. So it's been a little bit of an opportunity, but obviously we would much rather prefer to be on the field and helping the players out that way and helping staff out, but we're just trying to make the most out of what we got right now.
All right, Kyle Haynes with us, Director of Player Development for the San Francisco Giants. You hate to think of a lost year in development for ball players. Now, of course, things have happened in our country's past where players have had to serve in the military, or things have happened before. So it's not something that's new. But you hate to think of players, as development is so important today, losing a year by not having a minor league season. So what are the prospects of the minor leaguers as we get a little deeper into this summer?
That's a great question. I kind of wish I had an answer as well. We're kind of waiting and seeing like everyone else. I think we'll probably get more clarity on the minor leagues after the major leagues is taken care of. That's just a guess on my part. We're kind of in just the wait and see territory. But with that said, we've just got to prepare for every possible scenario to where we can make sure that we can get whatever work we can in. And I think the only, blessing is that we're not the only organization going through it. I think everyone's in the same boat, so to speak, with this, missed development time. And we've got to make it as minimal as we can. We got to do the best we can with the circumstances we got. And, I think as far as what that means for the rest of this year or even in the next year, we're not certain. But, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure we're doing the best job we can for these kids and for the organization and for the fans.
You had a good interview with Andy Baggerly of The Athletic about 2 weeks ago, and it really got my interest of all the choices you may have. And again, you're right. We don't know where all this is going, and we're waiting for a lot of direction. But perhaps using the Dominican facility for some training, maybe being up here, maybe using the facility down in Arizona. You've got some choices ahead of you.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of options that aren't available to us right now, but we're kind of just keeping an eye on what are potential options and just trying to make sure that we got our stuff together. I mean, we don't know. We don't know if the Dominican is ever going to be, open before the United States, for example, or Arizona or the Bay Area, which is going to be the best avenue. But, I will say that it's not lost on our mind that we need to do something somewhere, and we need to make sure that we do the best possible job we can around you know, wherever we can open it up. But we're brainstorming every day. We're just brainstorming every day, trying to figure out how we can help them out.
All right. Well, you got it. Kyle Haynes, our director of player development for the Giants and farm director. The other thing that people ask, you know, it's so funny. I'm sure you get asked questions a million times a day. When is baseball going to start? What's going to happen? I get the same questions. And then it sort of goes on a tangent saying, well, if it's a 50-man roster, a 40-man roster, why not Joey Bart? Why not Luciano? Why not Toribio or someone like that? Is there a chance that when this roster is put together, which is going to be more than 26, I'll guarantee you that, we know that because of the short spring training and the possibility of injuries and things like that, would you push some of the guys along if the roster spots are there?
Obviously that would be a far-run decision, but ultimately I think my recommendation to him, being a little selfish in player development, is, you know, I want to see all these guys available as much as we can be. And I know no one would be more excited, maybe the player themselves than their families, but no one would be more excited to see these guys playing on the big league team than me. But I also want to make sure that we're doing the best we can for the care of development, make sure we're not putting them in a situation that's going to hinder their development. But I think, you know, all these options are probably going to have to be on the table to make sure that the present and the future of the Giants is taken care of, so to speak. But obviously we don't want to do something that's going to be malicious or anything like that to the growth of these kids.
No, well, we're so thirsty for baseball stories, and Joey Bart's name comes up, and Elia Ramos comes up, and Sean Gelly, who I thought had a great spring. I really, in fact, let me ask you that before we go on. Sean Gelly's spring, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, I was really proud of Sean. I thought he handled himself real well. He's obviously really advanced for a younger pitcher, so a lot of times in the minors you see some very green and raw ability, but Sean has always been a little more polished, and I thought he had a great spring. I really was, and I don't think he's too far off from you know, hopefully being out there on the field at Oracle Park. And you know, a lot of these young guys, I think there's a lot of excitement obviously to see them out there, and I think you guys got a glimpse of why by watching Sean and Joey, and you know, just to get my own baseball fix, I watched Elliott's homer the other day hit in that night game versus the Rockies the other day. I saw it come across on my computer, and I put a big smile on my face just looking at it. So I think we're all really itching to just see some baseball in general, and obviously the number one priority is making sure we do it in a safe way, but I think we're all so excited that I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the fans' excitement when we do get baseball back. I think it's all making us a little more hungry and excited to see more baseball games.
Yeah, because, you know, Kyle Haynes with us. Look, in a normal scenario, you know, you'd have certain players at AA, Hunter Bishop, maybe at San Jose, and Joey Bart starts in Sacramento. You know, and we'll see how it goes and check in with me in July. You know, we'll see where everyone's at. But, boy, this is a whole new world that you are facing. And putting a roster together, let's hope and keep our fingers crossed that this is going to happen. It's a whole new area for you to put that together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've even started looking at 2021 a little bit, and you know, you start to wonder, you know, what is the minor leagues going to look like? Do you try to push some guys a little forward, even if they don't get much time this year? Do you make guys repeat? I think, to your point, mid, late summer, we'd probably start asking some questions. Should these guys deserve promotions to the next level, whatever that might be? And obviously we're going to enter a new phase of what the minor leagues look like. And there's a new set of challenges involved with developing minor league players and advancing them levels and, you know, trying to figure out when they are big league ready. So there's just a whole new set of circumstances for all of us.
Well, we have so many people listen to you and listen to the show. As I said, your article with Andy Bagley I thought was excellent in all the scenarios. And the name that comes up is Luciano more than anyone, 18. And he had an article the other day, I think, in the Chronicle or one of the media outlets. And give us a thumbnail of this kid. It's actually exciting to hear you say it. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that Yeah, it can't help me but get excited, obviously. I think that was a great article. Actually, that article started on the last day before we were shut down in spring training. And John Shea had come in and interviewed Marco, and then he's been working on it for a while, but obviously remotely. Marco, he's very talented. There's no doubt about that. We're excited about him. We're excited to see him grow. And I know the Giants fans are really hungry for their next wave of homegrown stars that see them grow up from kids into, veteran players and do many great things along the way. I know that I personally have to even sometimes, almost have to remind myself how young he really is. And it sounds really silly, but someone like a Sean Jelly, who we talked about earlier, he played at Kentucky in the SEC for years and played in stadiums and in high profile events. And then I look at Marco and he's only played a few games ever in front of fans and under lights. he played in the Arizona League, which doesn't have fans. And then before that in the Dominican growing up, just they don't play quite the organized ball that we do. So, sometimes I have to kind of temper my own expectations of him, at least in 2019 and 20 and maybe 21, and just kind of let him grow as a kid grows. But it's really hard not to get excited about what the possibility is with him.
Well, I'll tell you, he'll be used to playing without fans if you put him on the big league roster. So he doesn't have to worry about that. I'm joking, of course, but it looks like that's where we're going with that. Are you a big proponent of shifting people around, even in the minor leagues? I know it's very popular in the major league level of, Mauricio Dubon will play, second, short, third, center field. Do you do it a lot in the minor leagues, too, even like with a kid like Luciano?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easier with a guy like Dubon because he's kind of mastered at least one position, and then you can kind of grow him into another one or two. Okay. Sometimes with the younger kids, you're kind of 90 to 95% exposure at one position and then slowly introduce them to another one, because sometimes if you teach them three things, they get very mediocre at three and not really good at any one of them. And mm-hmm. But I think over time, we are seeing that it's beneficial for a guy to get on the major league roster and stick if they can, fill multiple needs and create avenues of winning baseball against different matchups, so to speak, and give the manager more options. So I would, I wouldn't be surprised if Marco did kind of organically learn some new positions. But nowadays with the shifts on the infield, a shortstop naturally plays a little second base, and a third baseman naturally plays a little shortstop, and a second baseman naturally plays a little on the left side of the infield anyways. So sometimes just by playing shortstop or second base, you can learn multiple positions just by shifting around, so to speak. So that kind of helps that development.
That's true. And, of course, the other thing people are doing today is a four-man outfield. So you got some infielders going in the outfield too.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that pop up more and more recently, the four-man outfield versus certain sluggers. And second baseman's playing shallow right field, basically. These shifts in four-man outfields, five-man infields, you see various weird things kind of – I don't say weird, just new things, but definitely putting players in positions that they haven't been for 150 years. So it's interesting to watch it develop, and then we got to teach them all the ins and outs of all those scenarios. So it's interesting. It's fun. It keeps us on our toes.
Well, I appreciate Kyle Haynes. I appreciate you being on because you've got a lot ahead of you. Hopefully we're going to have baseball. Hopefully it's going to be a big roster. And there are a lot of people that need that development. So maybe we'll see some of them on that roster. And it could be an exciting time for the Giants. So let's see where it goes. But I appreciate your being on and look forward to catching up with you once we sort of get our feet on the ground and see where we're going.
It's a pleasure to be here. And thanks for having me on. And I love talking baseball. So it's nice during this time to be able to talk about the players a little bit and talk baseball. So we don't get to do that as much nowadays, so hopefully soon we'll be watching a lot of baseball.
Yeah, well, you're a legend in Richmond, you know that.
Hopefully only in a good way. So I really enjoyed my time there. I did. That's a great affiliate for any Giants fans that make their way to the East Coast. They definitely should check that out on their bucket list. It's a great baseball environment.
The Flying Squirrels. Kyle, thanks again. Be well, and we'll catch up with you once we figure out where we're all going. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is Kyle Haynes, Director of Player Development, Farm Director for the Giants. More coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.